Hello, thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Matthew chapter 2, verses 16 through 18. Matthew chapter 2, verses 16 through 18. It says, "Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they are no more." Now, if you followed along in yesterday's challenge, we looked at how the angel of the Lord came to Mary and Joseph in a dream, actually Joseph, and said, "Look, Herod's going to try to kill the child. You need to get out of there." And they were protected. And we spent yesterday's challenge dealing with the fact that for those who are willing to listen and obey God, there'll be a protection from the evil one. He'll be allowed to do some things in our lives at times, but God will deliver us and give us a way to have victory and to escape. Now, listen, some of you say, "Well, Jim, where was the protection for all these people? How come God didn't warn all these people and all these people were killed?" First and foremost, you got to keep in mind, we're not God and we don't fully understand all that God does. So as I share with you what I'm going to share with you, please do not hear it as coming from, "Well, I've got God figured out. Let me tell you how God works." No, I don't fully understand the answer to that question either. But there are some truths from the scriptures that I do understand and I want to share them with you today. But keep in mind, Deuteronomy 29:29 says, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, the things revealed to us and to our children." And we understand that it's the glory of God, Proverbs 25, verse 2, it's the glory of God to conceal a matter sometimes. And so we have to be understanding that there are some things we don't fully understand, and that doesn't change who God is. We may not understand it. It may even paint God in a bad light, but that doesn't mean that he is not who he is as revealed in the scripture, that he's not holy, that he's not right, that he's not true and righteous in all that he does and just. You see, one possibility for why Joseph and Mary were spared this death, but all these children, these male children in Bethlehem were killed, is you got to keep in mind that God was still disciplining the nation of Israel. They've been walking in disobedience for many years as the kings and all they were doing their horrid things. Eventually, they were taken into captivity in Babylon. Little by little, they started to come back into the land, but they've still been under other nations' control and rulership. And actually, this passage that is quoted from here in Matthew, "A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they are no more," actually comes from Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 15 through 20. It says, "Thus says the Lord, a voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are no more. Thus says the Lord, keep your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for there is a reward for your work, declares the Lord. And they shall come back from the land of the enemy, for there is hope for your future, declares the Lord. And your children shall come back to their own country. I have heard Ephraim grieving. You have disciplined me, and I was disciplined like an untrained calf. Bring me back that I may be restored, for you are the Lord my God. For after I had turned away, I relented, and after I was instructed, I struck my thigh. I was ashamed, and I was confounded, because I bore the disgrace of my youth. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he my darling child? For as often as I speak against him, I do remember him still. Therefore my heart yearns for him. I will surely have mercy on him, declares the Lord." This passage we're quoting from here in Matthew is coming from a prophecy in Jeremiah where God talks about this day in which judgment was going to come on Bethlehem and Rachel. Yet at the same time, in it is the prophecy about the future restoration. God was using this time to protect the Messiah, yet also still get the attention of the nation of Israel. And ultimately, in the end, the Bible says the Jews that survive the tribulation will repent and turn to the Lord, and he'll forgive their sin. The nation will be restored, and he'll put his spirit within them, and it'll be an amazing time when God gets his glory through the nation of Israel. Please understand that God is doing different things with different people at all times. And what God's doing in your life might not be exactly what he's doing in someone else's. We would be like Job's friends to try to figure out why this is happening to somebody else. But I do know this much. God was protecting the Messiah and Mary and Joseph, but he was still disciplining the nation of Israel. And God gets to do with all of us however he chooses. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.